Hi, and welcome to the Your Pet Business Content Your Way podcast. This podcast is for you if you want to promote your pet business in a way that feels good, in a way that feels right, and in a way that you can actually enjoy it as well. And I'm your host, Rachel Spencer, and I'm here to take the discomfort out of talking about the work that you do so you can put yourself out there, reach more people, and make more of an impact in your pet business. This podcast episode is sponsored by my membership for pet business owners called Pets Get Visible. This is an affordable way for you to be part of a community who will get excited about what you do, who will be there to celebrate the wins with you and reassure you through the wobbles as well. It can be really lonely working on your own with so many plates to spin and the constant barrage of things you're being told you should be doing. And that's why I created the membership Pets Get Visible, where you can feel supported and have a library of resources so you can confidently promote your business. Join a friendly community of pet professionals who will be your cheerleaders, help you stay accountable with your goals, inspire you and be a sounding board for your ideas as well. It's for you if you're a pet professional who wants to get noticed and not be a best kept secret and feel confident putting yourself and your awesome business out there. Inside the membership, you're going to have access to live classes and coaching calls covering topics like PR, blogging, applying for awards, photography, email newsletters, creating case studies, plus forward planning guides every single month so you can get ahead with your content and make sure that you stay visible. Every session is recorded so you can catch up with anything that you've missed, and there's also a Facebook community where you can meet fellow petpreneurs, feel supported and get inspired. If you'd like to find out more about joining Pets Get Visible, send me a message. I'm Rachel at rachelspencer.co.uk, or you can go to the show notes from this episode and go and find out more about joining the membership there as well. If you've got any questions, let me know, and it would be really brilliant to see you there. Hey, so this week on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about how thinking what's in it for them will dramatically improve your pitch success. So if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you'll know that I'm Rachel. I am a freelance journalist. I've worked writing about the pet industry for a long time now. I also have a pet blog and this podcast, obviously, and a lot of the focus on this podcast is helping people with press coverage, so approaching the media. But also I'm finding, as I'm working with pet business owners who want to be more visible, the other kind of places that they'd like to be published in is on podcasts, on blogs, on websites. They want to work with influencers, they want to work with content creators, they want to work with brands as well. So one of my clients, Sarah from My Anxious Dog, she's recently started a brilliant partnership with Pet Remedy. So these are the kind of things that my clients want to do, and that you probably might want to do as well, to raise your profile and to make you stand out as a brilliant pet business owner. And one thing that's really important when you're approaching these different types of people, whether it's a journalist or a brand, is to get your pitch right. So to make sure that they want to say yes to you and that you make yourself irresistible and that you can go on and have that brilliant partnership or that piece of publicity. So that's what I'm going to be talking about in the podcast. And a really important part of that process is thinking what's in it for them. One of the exercises I do with my clients is I ask them to create a wish list of publications where they'd like to be published, whether that's in my membership community or if I'm working with them one-to-one. That's one thing that's really important when they're working on publicity. And regularly, people will get in touch with me and say, I want to be in this magazine or on this podcast, or I want to work with this particular blogger, or I want to work with an influencer. Often it might also be a brand that they want to collaborate with, and they think that they want to know the best way to go and approach it. And the key to success with this is to think what's in it for them. What is in it for the journalist, the content creator or brand when it comes to featuring you or working with you? That's what I'm going to be talking about today. And the first thing I want to talk about, why I delete most of the pitches I receive. So I have this podcast that you're listening to now on my website, rachelspencer.co.uk. And I also have a pet blog called thepawpost.co.uk. I started this 7 years ago, and over the years, I have built it up, worked really hard on it. I've invested thousands and thousands of pounds in making the blog as it is today in lots of different ways. But the pitches that I get do not seem to have any regard for any of that hard work that I have done. And I hope that doesn't make me sound up myself. I'm really not like that at all. I'm going to go into lots of detail in this podcast episode about why I just believe that people who are content creators need to be treated fairly. So the reason why I delete most of the pitches I receive is that unless they're from somebody who I already know or I'm currently working with, they go in the bin. And it might sound harsh, but it's because 99% of the people who send them to me have taken no interest whatsoever in what I do. So I get pitches talking about Daisy, who is my dog, who died 6 years ago, for my pet blog. And for this podcast, people will get in touch with me and ask to come on and talk on this podcast about Bitcoin and taxis. So we're not even talking about pet taxis, just general taxis. Like, why on earth would somebody want to listen to the Your Pet Business Content Your Way podcast, or the former name of it, Publicity for Pet Businesses, to learn about Bitcoin or taxes. It's just not what my audience are interested in. The people who get in touch with these pitches, which are dreadful, don't follow me on social media. They aren't on my newsletter list. They haven't made any effort whatsoever to build any relationship with me. And what they offer is no relevance whatsoever for my audience. And I would say 80% of them don't even use my name in the outreach email. I was talking about this topic in my membership, Pets Get Visible, earlier this week. One of my clients is Kimberly from City Dog Expert. She says sometimes people will get in touch with her and say, "Hello, dog." That's what they refer to her as. They don't even find out her name. I find it absolutely staggering. I also have pitches about guest posts and link exchanges when I've made it really clear in my Work With Me page I don't accept them. The reason why I don't have guest posts and link exchanges is because I want my blog is a personal blog. I write all of my posts myself because it's a personal blog. So if I have random people writing about it, it doesn't fit in with the rest of my website. That's why I don't accept them. I make that really, really clear. The other thing that people will regularly do is I will have strangers contact me to ask them to write about them. They will ask me to use dofollow links, which goes against Google guidelines, and it could have my website shut down. And when I ask people who I don't know, who want to advertise on my site, to be paid for the time that I spend writing the post and to recognize the 7 years I've spent building and growing the blog, I'm usually met with really rude responses or really derisory amounts that they want to pay me for basically what's going to be at least half a day's work, probably more likely a full day, not to mention the 7 years work I've put into building and growing the blog. So what does what's in it for them look like? This is what I really want you to think about, when you're approaching somebody, whatever kind of publisher they are, to be thinking about what's in it for them rather than what's in it for me. So this is what it looks like. First of all, it's important to take time to build and nurture relationships. Now, I'm going to caveat this with you don't always have to do this. If you have got a really, really brilliant story, you don't have to take time to nurture and build relationships. You might go to a journalist or a news agency and they might just jump on it straight away. But I would say if you want to work with people in the long term, it is important to build relationships and to want to nurture those. Like I say, if you've got a great story, take it to a newspaper or a magazine, they say yes straight away, that's brilliant. Even if that's the case, I would say it's also very important to continue to nurture that relationship that you have with the publication so you can continue to work with them in future. For example, I work with a lovely lady called Nikki French. She is a dog trainer. She runs a community called Pup Talk, and she has a membership community as well. She has been working with a journalist on the Daily Mirror newspaper as an expert, and she's been really nurturing that relationship. Last week, she had a really brilliant article published with one of her case studies, and it's because she'd nurtured that relationship. So she was really helpful. And then when she went to that journalist with a story where she'd really worked hard on the relationship, they published a brilliant story that did really, really well, showcasing one of her success stories. And I know that's going to be really good for her book sales and for her membership community growth as well. So as I say, really important to nurture those relationships with publications. And if you're looking to work with a content creator, you need to make an effort to show your appreciation for their hard work. So that would look like following them on social media, signing up for their newsletter, commenting on their work and responding to their emails, perhaps, so they know who you are. You want to make sure they know who you are. And then when the time is right and you're ready to go and pitch to them, they're aware of you and you've already started to build a relationship. You're not a name that they've never heard of before. It means that they're much more likely to say yes and much less likely to say no if what you are offering is of value to them. The second thing for you to think about when we're thinking about like what's in it for them is to be respectful of their time. So remember, if they're a journalist, if they're staff, they're going to be paid by the publication. So they're going to be getting a salary for the work that they do, like the lady from the Daily Mirror that I mentioned that Nikki had been working with. If your story is taken on by freelance and then it's published, most likely they're going to have been paid too for the article. However, if you are working with a content creator, like a blogger, a vlogger, or a podcaster, or an influencer, they're going to be funding their platform themselves. And it's likely that this is going to cost them time and money, so do be respectful when you're approaching them. Would you expect a complete stranger to come up to you and ask you to work for half a day for nothing? Let me know if you would, because if you would, then that's very, very kind of you. But if you wouldn't, then think about that when you're approaching a content creator. They're going to be working for at least half a day for you. So just be respectful of that. And that's why it's so important to think what's in it for them. You know, why should they take at least half a day to write about you or interview you, or maybe come and visit your business or try your product and photograph it? you know, why should they do that? You do have to be respectful of their time. So point number three to think about is to not be outraged if you're asked for money. I want you to think of this as a value exchange. This is more with content creators, not with journalists. Journalists won't ask you for money because they're being paid for by the publication. Ethically, they wouldn't do that. If it's a blog or a podcast or a YouTuber or an influencer, think about it as a value exchange. That person is going to be spending a lot of time and effort writing about you or doing the thing that you want them to do. For example, if you wanted to, let's say if you wanted a blogger to review, write, photograph, write a newsletter and post on social media about your product, can you put a value on the time it might take? Let's say if they were to review your dog bed and follow the steps above. So review the dog bed, write a post, write social media post, photograph their dog in the dog bed, upload the post, write an email, send out their email on their email marketing platform, all of which cost money. I'm going to be liberal here and say it will take half a day. I'm going to say it's probably going to take double that. Now, if your dog bed is only £30, is it fair that you expect somebody to spend half a day writing about it, photographing it and doing all of those things? Is that a fair exchange? And I would say if your dog bed is valued at £300, maybe it will be. Perhaps it is a fair exchange. So it's really important to consider how much time and effort they're going to need to put in to fulfill what it is that you want them to do and think about how you would like to be treated as well. Now, I'm saying this from a content creator, and I'm also saying it as a pet business as well. It goes both ways. So I'm often asked for free holidays from influencers in return for an Instagram post. Now, I have to say no to that because it's not a fair value exchange for me. Somebody can go and have a 3-day stay in my cottage, which is worth probably £450 to me, and then post one photo on Instagram. That's not a fair value exchange, is it? Now, what I have done is I've gifted free stays to key bloggers such as Sal from Woof Wag Walk, Kate from Dotty Four Paws, Adele from Dog Friendly, and I feel this has been a fair exchange on both parts. They've had a holiday valued at least £300 upwards. They've had a great time there. They've gone away and written about it. And I've been really, really thankful of what they have created. So think about the value exchange. Don't be outraged if you're asked for money. With the bloggers, I gave them something that was of the value of at least £300 in return for what they gave me. So that is a fair value exchange. So think about that and how it might work for you. Number four is to use the personal touch. So unless you have a PR team, and even if you do, if there is a journalist or creator you want to work with, it won't do any harm if you get involved and do the outreach. So again, this is thinking what's in it for them rather than what's in it for me. It might make you feel really grand and fancy to say, I'll get my assistant to do blah, blah, blah. But it needs to be you and you have to do the hard work yourself. If you want this, if you are a journalist or content creator or influencer to feature you, you need to be getting involved in it. Now, I had a conversation when I was preparing this podcast with one of my clients, and she told me about, she works in the equine world, and she told me about how a marketing company had contacted her to be on a podcast. And the pitch was actually a brand that wasn't too irrelevant for her, but the pitch was terrible. Hadn't taken in any consideration about this lady and the work that she does. So she ended up getting in touch with the brand directly and she shared the pitch with them. And they were absolutely mortified on how they'd been represented. So I know there are all kinds of people out there who will pitch for you and there are all kinds of businesses out there who will pitch for you. But if you really want this to be successful, I would say do it yourself. Use the personal touch. You might want to get your VA to, you know, you might go and talk through your pitch with your VA and get them to put it together for you. And that's fine, but send the pitch from you. And if the outlet says yes, then they might have queries, and the quicker these queries are answered, the better. So the point of contact, if you want people to feature you, should be you. Okay, so that's point number four, to use the personal touch. These are all going to work and really do the what's in it for them if you're doing all of these different things. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how I pitch to people as a dog-friendly business myself. So for Sunnyside Cottage, if I want bloggers and influencers to come and stay with me, this is how I do it. So when I opened the doors, I created a list of key publications I wanted to be in. Three of them were blogs, and I offered each blogger a stay in exchange for an honest review. The stay was always valued at least £300 plus, and I believe was a fair exchange. I already had a relationship with the bloggers, but I put together a pitch where my focus was to be irresistible. I wanted to move heaven and earth to encourage them to come and stay with me. Another key publication I approached was Dog Friendly Magazine. what I did to get on their radar and to show that I respected the work that they do and that I was a serious business owner and that I really valued what they do is I took out a paid listing and then I contacted the editor to ask if it might be possible for a writer to come and review the property. I then gave away a free substantial amount of time in the property and made sure that that writer had a really brilliant experience. Another thing that I've done is I've given away a free weekend in a newspaper competition, and I've also invited two journalists who wrote about Sunnyside to have a complimentary stay again. So with the What's In It For Them for the newspaper competition, it was a free weekend for the readers. With the What's In It For Them for Dog Friendly magazine, it was a stay for one of their writers. With the What's In It For Them for the other two journalists, they had a complimentary stay. So I wasn't saying, write about me. I was saying, I'm going to give you this and I'd love you to write about me. When it comes to how I pitch to people as a podcaster, I will approach people if I feel they have something my audience will find helpful. And I will use What's In It For Them in two different ways. So I think about what's in it for my guests. So I will explain to them who my audience is, why I feel their area of expertise is of interest, and what I'll do to ensure that episode works really hard for them and delivers something that's going to be of value for them. Okay, so for example, when I spoke to Sarah Dalrymple recently, she talked about sales. She's got a really good book called More Sales, Please. The pitch explained that I'd read her book and the specific messages that were relevant to my listeners and what I would do to ensure that if she was going to give me her time, it would benefit her. So I sent off this pitch. It was on Instagram. I told her I'd read the book and I really went into detail about, about why speaking to me would be valuable. The main thing being that it would bring people into her world and it would help her sell copies of her books. I felt like I was bending over backwards. And if you feel like you're begging or bending over backwards, that means you're on the right track. So when you're pitching to experts, you're really thinking what's in it for them. When I'm inviting pet professionals who I feel have something that my listeners and readers will find valuable, it's the same. So with Jane Arden, Jane's a wonderful dog trainer from Wagawuffins, and she does all kinds of incredible work. Her podcast was one of the most popular episodes I've ever put out. And I contacted her after seeing a post she'd shared on Facebook. It really resonated with me. I talked about the post that she'd shared and why it resonated. I knew it was a topic she felt really passionately about. And it was all about basically building a pet business that feels good, that feels comfortable, that feels right. And stepping away from all of this BS that we see online about how it should be easy to have a 10 grand month or a six figure business. I wanted her to share the reality, and she shared loads of brilliant advice. So I sent her a polite message explaining what I wanted to talk about, the time I anticipated it would take, inviting her to join the podcast, and she came and did it, and it was amazing. And I knew it would work. I knew it would land really well, and it did. So that's how it works for me. How might What's In It For Them work for you? So here are a few examples. So let's say you're a cat sitter like Wendy Thompson from My Three Cats in Warrington. We worked together at the end of the last lockdown. We still work together now. She's in my membership community. At the time, she really wanted to raise her profile for her cat sitting business. She's absolutely flying now. She's got a massive team and she's doing incredibly well. But at the time, in summer 2021, we knew people would be booking holidays and they were going to be needing care for their cats. Now, if we'd gone to the local newspaper thinking, what's in it for them is their readers need a cat sitter, we'd have been told to take out an advert. Instead, what we thought, and what is in it for them is their readers do need a cat sitter, but that is pure advertising. What we did instead is we put together a guide on how to help cats cope with life after lockdown, which included advice about choosing a cat sitter. This was a lot more what's in it for them, as the journalist had useful content and the reader had advice from an expert on how to support their cat, but it also signposted people to Wendy as a cat sitter and her brilliant work. I'll put the link to read the article in the Warrington Guardian. It appeared in a few other titles in the show notes, so you can go and have a read and see what that looked like. So let's say maybe you're a photographer, you want to be on a pet business podcast because you know the audience are pet brands who need images. That's not going to be enough what's in it for them for the podcaster. It needs to be more about what are their readers going to gain, or sorry, their listeners even going to gain from hearing what you've got to say. A great example of this is when I interviewed Kerry Jordan last year about how relationship building had helped her grow her business. Now, this was a topic anyone listening with any kind of pet business would find useful, and it also showcased Kerry as a brilliant pet business owner and highlighted her as somebody who could photograph their products or themselves or the work that they do in their pet business. So think about the podcaster. They've got to give their listeners something of value. So consider what you have to offer and make sure it's something worthwhile, and that's going to improve your chance of getting a yes. I'll link to Kerry's interview in the show notes as well, so you can go and have a listen to that. And then finally, let's have a think about what's in it for them as you know, if you're pitching to a magazine. One of my clients, Louise Humphreys, she is a one-to-one client. We work together. She runs Studio 44 Pilates and also Pause for Running, a Canicross business. And she appeared in Runner's World this week. I'll link to the article. Now, Louise has an online Pilates business. She has a membership. So having a mention on a website like this is massive for her. Now, in the article, she talked about the importance of Pilates when it comes to injury prevention as a runner, and how you can use Pilates to warm up and cool down. And it had a mention of her Pilates for Runners program. So what was in it for the reader is that Louise provided actionable advice and signposted the reader to where they could find further support. And she had that great piece of publicity for her Pilates for Runners program. If she'd just gone to them and said, I do have a Pilates for Runners program, they'd have been like, right, well, you need to go and take out an advert then, don't you? But she gave them something really, really useful. So I may have sounded a little bit like I'm on my soapbox here, but it's something that I know if you get it right, it's going to really make a difference when you're pitching and you want to work with brands, podcasters, influencers, and journalists. So the key to successful pitching when it comes to journalists and content creators is to approach it from their perspective, to think what's in it for them. What value can you provide? How can you make their life easier? So it's all about building relationships, respecting their time, and offering fair compensation if you want to get it right. Doing your own personalized outreach rather than relying on other people to do it for you is also going to go a long way as well. So if you keep these principles in mind, I know you will dramatically improve your chances of being featured in the media outlets and content outlets, which are really going to help you grow your pet business. It's going to take more time and effort upfront, but I know it's going to pay off for you in the long run. You're going to have more visibility, credibility, and brilliant opportunities will come from it. Remember, the media, whatever kind of platform it is, they want to provide their audience with valuable, engaging, useful content. So if you can position yourself as somebody who can help them achieve that, you're going to be well on your way to having more pitches landing. So I'm going to wrap things up now. If you would like a pitch framework, you can download my free podcast pitching guide. I'll link to it in the show notes. And if you would like more personalized support, you'd like my eyes on your ideas, you'd like my support so I can make your pitches work, make them work for you, help you start thinking what's in it for them, and have those yeses, then you can come and join my Pets Get Visible membership. Your first month is only £15. And our focus, as this podcast goes live in May 2024, is going to be pitching to journalists, podcasts, influencers, and bloggers as well. So we're going to have a workshop, which you can go and watch if you're watching in future, or you can come and join in live if you want to. Like I say, it's only £15 to get started for your first month. It then goes up to £30. There is no minimum term. And finally, if you really want to get serious with this stuff, you can come and work with me one-to-one as well. I do in-person trainings covering these topics too. So just send me a message. I'm Rachel at rachelspencer.co.uk, or I'll put a link to book a call in the show notes for this episode as well. So hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope it's helped you think a little bit differently and start thinking what's in it for them rather than what's in it for you. I'll be back next week with an interview episode, so I look forward to seeing you then. Hope you have a brilliant rest of the week. Good luck with your pitches, and thank you once more for tuning into the Your Pet Business Content Your Way podcast. Take care. Bye for now.